Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And everyone is just being quiet tonight.
You can talk. We can listen.
Oh, I don't have anything to talk.
You don't have anything to talk. What, we can talk about Orlando stuff.
Orlando. Yeah, what about
Orlando.
It?
Orlando. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's very interesting.
I'm sure you guys have lots of interesting things to talk about. Just
actually, yeah, I got a bruise on that because of that slide.
Really?
The one with the really tall.
Wanna see?
Steep one.
Oh my god, much better.
Yeah, much better. It was like over here. Also. Plus I had it in my ass too. We can change it to like one of those acceptable versions saying like butt or
bottom.
Or bottom.
Yeah.
I got bruised all over too.
So
that was bad.
Yeah.
Actually it wasn't fun, you know. You're like running down this hallway and then like
damn you.
Okay, our conversation is not good yet. Let's actually acceptable words and
well the thing is that
I use acceptable words.
Your description about like being an oop or something, I cannot, you know.
Okay, she fell down.
The way that I fell, fell. I was sliding like I'm on an ice skate. Just like the way. Good thing that I didn't hit my head though.
Yeah, good for you. And what else? Well, it was fairly cool in the water park. I remember that too.
Yeah, but you should go to Caribbean Bay. It's much better.
Yeah.
It's much better?
It's much better.
I think it's bigger.
Which one is?
The Caribbean Bay. Yeah, much better. Try the casting.
Is it gonna catch up everything? Don't know. Now say something.
Hey, I'm saying something.
Something. So what is your thesis about your paper? I mean, the final project.
Don't ask me.
What, you don't even know why you're recording this?
Actually, if we record this and transcribe.
Yeah, I know.
That takes most of the part.
But
actually.
But
more research type like things, like you use the transcription that's made already.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do that, and some people just record it and transcribe.
So what are you guys trying to find out?
I don't know. Actually, I'm not gonna use this part. No way.
Alright. This pen is pretty.
Thanks.
I'm sleepy.
I'm flipping her butt.
I don't wanna sleep. Let me sleep. She's torturing me. Let me sleep.
Whatever.
You know, if someone listens to this, they be like, if we are using the tape from Sixth Sense or something.
Sixth Sense?
Mm-hmm. Because of him.
I'm ghost.
She's torturing me. Let me sleep.
You're seeing some ghost.
I see
that. You're a ghost too. What are you talking about?
What? No, very nice ghost the way she's seeing.
Yeah, she's like singing to someone you know? You're like dead spirit already.
Yeah, in fact she was singing so I can hear and come up to her, right? There's some kind of communication. So she can communicate with me by sounding like a ghost, right? I definitely do think of her right now because she keeps saying, think of me.
Think of me.
Think of me.
Actually, that's kind of creepy if you say it's really a ghost seeing that.
The thing is that Phantom of Opera doesn't really involve a ghost, but
yeah. Yeah, I know. But if you think it's a ghost.
Yeah, I want to listen to it. I don't know what that song is.
It goes, I think I'm amazing. Whatever.
I don't know the words either.
Okay. It is sad, right, man? It is.
Yeah, I know.
It's really great.
Yeah.
But then, did you hear Sarah Brightman sang Here With Me?
Here With Me?
Yeah, the one by Dido. Dido. Sounds creepy.
Oh, really?
I don't like her singing stuff that is not hers.
Her voice is...
Who is she?
This singer, I guess. Not opera singer, though.
Sarah Brightman is semi-opera singer.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. She is a singer who sings stuff like opera. Well, not really opera singer, but she has a really great voice. She has a really great range. But
her voice, like the type of her voice is really
like
not...
so thin.
Yeah, it's thin. It's really high.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So, I heard the musical Phantom of Opera actually was made for her, exactly. All the songs were written for her.
Oh, actually,
yeah,
like,
the person
she got
married to
they
her.
They were married, yeah, they were married.
They are married. So it really fits into her voice very, 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 very well.
Yeah.
But singing You're Here With Me, like... Like, I'm so used to hearing this voice, like, thick voice, you know, like, low voice. Suddenly, Sarah sings it. I was like, oh my god, this is terrible. But Belinda really loves Sarah Brightman. So she was like, I love Sarah Brightman. I was like, oh. This is not a song. Yeah. And why am I keeping talking? Someone else talk.
You can keep on talking. We can listen.
Right.
You can clap. Like,
you can clap.
I loved how you clapped in club the time.
How did I clap?
Yeah, she was like dancing, clapping.
Oh, that one.
It was so
that
cute.
Was from this TV show.
Yeah,
the Korean TV show.
I'll
it's so
from
funny.
I'll show you sometime. It's
you
really
see?
Funny.
It was really funny. I was looking at it. I was like,
you can try it. And you can be like funny too.
Hey, I try to be sexy when I'm
Oh, you were? I didn't know.
I think I'm a guy. You couldn't.
I really don't care. I was like so sleepy that time. I'm like, I want to go sleep.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a tiring day.
It was really tiring.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we never been to a swimming pool. Right?
Well, we went to water parks.
I was asking you guys to come, but you wouldn't come. And he wouldn't come. I was like, okay, fine.
You two could
go. Right. Right.
I was tired.
Right, no.
What?
No, I was gonna say something.
B word again?
Yeah. Stopped myself a little bit. More like I was gonna say, okay, I stopped doing that. I say later, or I can, okay, you don't have to transcribe this. So I was gonna say, yeah, I do read a view with really hot chick in a pool than a fat man.
Fat man.
Fat man.
Is that you?
I'm joking.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, who are you to talk?
You guys are arguing again.
Yeah. I apparently do have great body. Right. Sorry.
Okay, I'll forgive you. Just for now. And just for this one time.
It's okay. You have 왕자병. It's okay. You have 왕자병 too, so I get to like try to match up the leg a little bit.
No, you don't have to. Don't worry.
Okay.
Come on, you should talk. You're the one who's doing this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we can listen and clap.
Yay.
Yeah.
Life is good. Yay. Have you ever seen one of those cartoons? Which, I think it was TVS or something, asked this cartoonist to draw some intermission thingy. Like some.
What is it for?
Some cable TV. Educational cable TV asked this person to draw some commercial ad kind of thing for the TV.
I see.
And this person took about a month and sent in all the stuff, which is absolutely disaster.
Why?
Like there was like a spoon, like one of the covers, like this little child having this huge spoon, which is like three times bigger than him, and he goes like, "My spoon is too big. My spoon is too big." And suddenly, a banana walks up to it and says, "Hi, I'm banana." And it said something like that, very demented.
What is that for?
Nothing. It is a rejected cartoon. I can show you the link. It is just really weird. And there was something like lots of popcorns. One popcorn just goes like, "Life is good," and many popcorn just go like, "Yay!" and dancing. Mm-hmm. And then he goes like, "Everyone dance and yay!" And suddenly it goes, "My ass is bleeding," and everyone goes, "Yay!" I said, "My ass is bleeding, yay!"
That's so weird.
I know. I show you this.
Educational program?
Yeah. Well, this, as I said, the TV channel, the TV company asked this person to draw this for him, but he obviously was making full joke out of it. And every single cartoons that he drew for them rejected.
So, why do they keep asking him?
There was only once. I think he was kind of famous. I don't know. Mm. Maybe he just hated that broadcast company.
Could be.
Yeah, I assure you, it is just like so demented. Yeah.
I never liked American cartoon though.
Hmm?
American cartoon. Well, I like Simpsons.
Yeah, I love Simpsons.
Yeah, I like that one.
Transcribe that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
You know, actually, the drawing of that, it's done by a Korean company.
Yeah, guess what? One of the scenes in Simpsons had parodied that, like, having, like, lots of Korean slaves that they hired drawing the cartoon and they're whipping them.
Oh, my.
That's really? Same.
I knew it like a few days ago, actually. Mm. I didn't know that before.
Yeah. It's like, get back to work. Whoosh.
That's kind of bad.
It was just like, you know.
I'm joking.
Jokes. All the American cartoons actually are drawn in Korean.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Because it's cheaper. First of all.
Cheaper? Yeah. And isn't it, like, aren't the people better?
I'm sure out of whatever millions of people here, there are people who has no job and has nothing but to draw stuff.
Mm.
Right. So the thing is that, did you compare how Koreans, employment is much cheaper than...
Actually, there are pretty good drawers too. I mean, that's what I heard. I saw this documentary saying that all the picture drawings are done in Korea, like all the Japanese animations are done in Korea too.
Really?
Because there are... Yeah, like a lot of parts, I mean, a lot of pictures are done in Korea. Because they're good at drawing like pictures, but they're not good at coming up with stories and making the plots.
Yeah,
That's basically what it is.
Like in creativity.
Yeah. So.
Actually, there's this one Korean cartoon which was famous. I don't know.
You mean Hani?
No, not that. It was.
Dokotaku.
No, not those kind. It was in the movie theater. I forgot what that was.
Wonderful Days.
Oh, Wonderful Days. I heard, yeah, I never seen it either, but I heard it was good, but the story was really bad, so they were like...
Yeah, it was a major disaster. It took like 6 years to make that one, and then,
I don't know what happened to it. I guess it was a matter of story, though.
So I mean,
maybe Korean should hire Japanese story writer or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, or American story writer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that became their cartoon then.
No. Like, we just hire them and producers will be Korean.
Could be, yeah.
Then it'll be Korea's product.
Yeah.
We'll and see what happens.
People who listen to this conversation will be like, oh, you damn nationalist.
Yeah, that was another key word again.
I like Japanese cartoon though. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have more.
I was watching Naruto in the way back here.
Naruto?
Mm-hmm.
I never watched it. I heard it.
I thought you were recommending me to watch it.
Naruto?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it might be crispy if we don't
told me. Yeah, maybe it's. Yeah.
You just heard the title.
Yeah, I heard the title a lot.
The guys in Sick Tower actually are watching it almost every time that I...
Oh, he has DVDs or like he downloaded?
Downloaded, I guess. So when David was fixing my grammar and stuff and...
You're watching the...
We were in the room and we were like, they're playing Naruto. David never watched it either. I never watched it until today.
How was it?
It was interesting. It was slightly confusing.
What is it about?
What do you think it is about? It is just about a bunch of people with special power fighting against the evil and...
So it's fighting stuff? Well, yeah. I don't know, so I'm asking.
Yeah, it is something very much like... Yeah, traveling around and fighting, just like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh.
I don't know that either. I just know the title. Yu-Gi-Oh?
Is it Yu-Gi-No or Yu-Gi-Oh? I don't know. Yu-Gi-Wang.
Oh. Yeah, I only know the title too.
Yeah, I only know the title, but I know that it's like just the same kind of stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I've been reading this cartoon, Japanese cartoon, from my friend. Giving me for answering his programming questions. Like, he asked me, like, on the messenger, like, hey, can I ask you this and this and this? I was like, sure. And then later, to thank me, whatever, he, like, sends me this one cartoon one by one. So I read up to 5.
Which one is this?
Tsubasa.
Tsubasa?
It's done by Clamp.
I have no clue.
And you know the Cardcaptor?
Cardcaptor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, some of the people there comes out in this cartoon, and like a bunch of people from other Clamp cartoons, they all come in there.
Like
the same name. Like,
yeah, it's all same name.
Looking the same.
Yep.
Song by same artist. It's kind of funny.
가득한 조체리.
I like that one though.
Did I just hear what I called it? It's like there are some people's ID which is like 카드값 조체리.
카드값터?
No, 카드 카드값 조체리.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, there's something that you cannot really transcribe either.
Even though I do it, they would understand.
Yeah, or something. Like, yeah.
What's the difference?
Or something like, people are funky or something like that. Yeah,
it's so funny.
Yeah, people have very funny ideas.
I know.
Recording. It's done for 20 minutes already.
Yeah, probably 10 minutes of it, half of it probably won't be able to be used.
I know, I'm kind of worried.
Yeah.
Which part I have to like take out and...
Since we're talking about this recording right now.
Yeah.
I wonder
if I can transcribe that.
I think it'll be alright, very interesting things to transcribe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah. Also things like how Peter never speaks.
I talk sometimes, like.
Yeah.
You once keep in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you keep talking about like clapping your hands.
Yeah, I talk. Like
I think you really like it.
You have to see that dance though. The one, the singer day.
Yeah,
you got to show me people I live today.
Actually, it's called Ajumma Dance.
Oh, it is true.
Right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I was like, Peter is dancing very old fashioned way.
Not old fashioned. Like, lots of Ajumma dance like that, even today. So.
Right. Or, I remember when, one of the old times when, Clone did one of those, like, Ajumma dance.
Oh, really? I don't remember.
No, like, you know, that one. It actually was from,
Oh, isn't that?
Yeah, it is from, one of those, bus.
Bus
dance. Like,
I never saw that dance.
All those old women just, like, dancing, like.
Yeah, it's like this.
No, I mean, I know what that dance is, I just don't know, like, I never saw them dancing.
Oh, it goes like that. Just go like that.
They made it better.
Yeah, they made better it than more lookable. Watchable.
Yeah.
Are you gonna fix my grammar too when you transcribe? Because my grammar sucks. Especially when I speak.
I cannot
fix
anything. I have to use this.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. Everyone says bad. Yeah.
They're not like submitting paper or something, just talking.
Yeah.
Transcribing.
Chat.
Like chat.
Enough for this.
Do you want to come to swing dance lessons, guys?
No.
When is it?
Oh, every Wednesday. Hold on. I think it's 7.
Swing dance.
It's fun. And not like any other classes so you could take in other places. This one actually has college students learning it. So it's more fun. Because if you go to other places,
mm-hmm.
there are always like old people, like in their 40s, 50s.
You mean like those institutes or?
Like for example, if you go to like community college or something like that to learn this. Then the class is full of old people.
Really?
Yeah.
This one? The one that you're taking?
It's the one that I'm taking is in CMU. So there's no old people.
So everyone's from CMU? No.
Yeah. Well, there are like a couple of staff members. Like one of my old professor also was there for that. But all the people there, like 99% of people, in the same year students, undergraduate or graduate.
Yeah, I see.
It's really fun. You should
so you just go there and...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Actually that was that database tea was taking that course too. Mm-hmm.
So it's $15 per semester.
The bad guy, you know.
If you are not really sure about if you want to take it or not, then you can take one full day lesson. There are 3 lessons going on in a day, and you can take all of them by just giving $5.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, and it counts towards your what is that? Membership money,
membership fee.
Yeah. So if you go there 3 times, you have member.
Oh, member of swing dance?
Just the ballroom dance, ballroom dancing club.
Oh, there's a club.
Yeah, it is club. It is what
I
am.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Hmm. It's a pretty good deal. You guys should go. But you should be able to deal with each other dancing with some other person. Because we rotate on.
Nice.
That sounds fun though.
Mm-hmm. It is fun. It really is fun. I love it. And
they teach
cha-cha. Not only swing, I really love cha-cha. 1, 2, cha-cha-cha, 2, 4, cha-cha-cha.
What's that cha-cha-cha?
Do you want me to dance it for you or something?
Yay, good idea, yeah, try.
It goes like 1, 2, cha-cha-cha, 3, 4, cha-cha-cha. It keeps going like that, and like there are some turns and stuff. And they were teaching salsa last semester, which he goes like slow, something like that. Which is dance to all the breaking time and like dance competitions. They taught like nightclub dance.
Nightclub dance?
Yeah. Well, it is not exactly nightclub dance, but it's like nightclub two-step.
Oh, what's that?
It is for slow music, like something like. I don't quite remember, but it's not that people are from nightclub dance yet, but it is. So some fun. I backled people. In fact, I backled my professor. You know how guys should lead the girl all
the
time?
Yeah.
And if girl leads it, it's called backled. Because they had no clue how to do it.
So you lead.
Yeah. Amen. Like, ha. Okay. Ha ha ha. You're my.
What's this?
B. Okay, ha ha ha, you're my bitch.
Oh.
I picked it, bitch. Something like that.
Uh-oh.
To my professor. I didn't even say that.
Yeah, you should.
Even he's my ex-professor, because I already took it and I got an A.
Oh, that's good. You know, there's a salsa club around here.
Yeah.
In the Shady Side. I don't remember.
Yeah, the one in Cosmo, I think. I don't know. Some guy who is taking the course with me told me about it.
Seems like there are a lot of clubs, dancing club.
Yeah, but I think it's the salsa club or something.
Yeah.
So.
But I hear that no one in there actually knows how to dance salsa. They're like, okay. There you go, and dance.
Actually,
right.
My friend was trying to take me there like 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half, I don't quite remember, but I told her, like, I don't know how to dance salsa at all, I don't know anything about it, she's like, oh, it doesn't matter, you just go there and dance.
Yeah.
People will teach you or something.
Yeah, salsa is really easy to learn, and it's really fun.
Which one? Salsa?
Salsa, yeah. But I like cha-cha better.
I've seen such a thing in the movie Dirty Dancing.
I didn't see that movie.
Dirty Dancing is fun.
I like that one.
It gets really, really steamy hot in the middle. And they are actually dancing right behind the screen. It's so cool.
When did they do that?
They did that.
Right, the original one or the one Havana Nights?
Havana Nights.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Right behind the screen.
Yeah,
it's like,
I saw that.
So hot.
Yeah, it was kind of cute.
Yeah. I would say hot.
Yeah. I mean, the guy looks kind of cute, so.
Yeah, I tend to like Hispanic guys. All along with my fetishes. David really believes that I have blonde fetish. Because I told him that.
Oh.
Every time I'm like, yeah, they're really cute. Yeah, they're really hot. Then he goes like, yeah, because I'm blonde. You think every blonde are hot? And I was like, no, really. Yeah. And now he says yellow hair fetish. Now. Because I can't explain what yellow hair in Korean actually means.
What it means?
Noramori usually means just white people. Doesn't necessarily mean that they are blonde hair, but it means it usually just the stereotyping of white people. Is it?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yes, in some sense.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I'm really tired, actually. I want to sleep now.
You have to write your paper.
I know, that's the thing. Damn.
Haha, you suck.
Supervisor. No, he didn't send me an email. He had to send me an email so I can write it.
So you don't get to write and then you get to spend all night waiting for the email.
He's
sleeping.
Yeah, it's like he's just sent me email this morning saying that, oh well, I'm on like plane, I'll send you email around 11 PM. You can just add your stuff there.
And like, when does he expect you to finish writing the paper?
Well, submission day is like the 22nd, so...
So sleep today, and write on 21st.
Oh, today is 20.
Oh my god, what are you talking about?
Oh yeah, we have to order caps and gowns.
When is that?
Did.
Two?
Hmm?
What's the deadline?
25th. Yeah, 25th. But you have to actually pick it up on May. May or?
I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to graduate.
Don't graduate.
But I don't want to pay them extra $30,000.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
And I don't want to stay in my parents' finance plan either.
What's their plan?
I mean, I don't want to spend my parents' money.
Oh, yeah.
So, I want to get a job they can support myself. And...
be independent, huh?
Yeah, being independent.
Well, if you have research job, it should be enough.
I think it's like 30,000, isn't it?
It depends on the department, but 20, yeah.
20K to 30K.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. It's not enough.
No, it's more than 20K though. It's actually over like 26K.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was like 20K.
If it's 20K, it's about part-time is less than 20K. Mm-hmm. If it's like full-time, then it's... the psych department, the research job they had was like 26K to 28K.
I'm sure HCI will be slightly more than that.
It's more. It's definitely more.
Well, and you're saying that that's not enough. 30K is not enough.
I mean, look at all the other people who are getting a job. They're like,
that's different.
50K, 60K.
That's company.
Like,
they're getting jobs, not like research assistant or something.
My one of my friend, I will not say her name, but she's getting like 68K per year.
I think that's about the average for company jobs.
You And I'm getting really envious about it.
You can apply for companies and then.
Yeah, well, I can apply, but doesn't mean that I'm getting their job. I got rejected by my abyss. I feel so stupid now.
Why? My job. What is this?
Hair. Hairball.
Hairball.
All over the floor.
You have to vacuum.
No, even though I vacuum, it doesn't.
I couldn't read the first character. I'm so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. I was like,
you know, there is written in Korean. Right. But now I think about it.
I couldn't see this part.
Yeah, it was too small.
Yeah. My Chinese character thing is so bad. I know this one, Dong Wan.
It's true. See, there's a right there.
This is my limit.
You should have read this first, yeah. And then like say, I know this.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I know this. It's a teacher.
You're smart.
No one knows what that is, and she knows.
Let me see. I know this. It's a Mengtanggun.
Okay, what does it mean?
It means it is a Changmeng and 이름상 이름군.
Making up this meaning.
Right. Temporary cookie. No, it's not. Oh God.
I do after graduation.
Work.
Yeah. You are getting research. Ask Coding one more time about
who?
Coding.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
But I'm not sure because, I didn't take some of the classes.
No, just to ask, they need a programmer.
Right now?
They probably need a programmer. Okay. They last time I asked, they needed a programmer. So.
Aren't you like a programmer?
Huh?
No.
I'm research assistant.
Oh, I see.
And I'm working in different area. They need someone who can switch stuff from Lisp to Java, I think.
Lisp. Okay. I'll try.
Have fun.
I forgot so much of the Lisp thing.
Lisp is very easy to catch up.
Yeah. Well, it was only from my that computer music course. I have to write the things in Lisp.
Yeah. Wow. What's up with all these people using all those weird languages?
Like what?
Oh, there are some people who are looking for someone who can do Fortran. I hate Fortran.
Sys is good for like physics or those like scientific.
Yeah, in fact, I'm the course that did made me use Fortran is from the physics course.
Yeah, probably that's why. This is good for that. I don't know why.
I don't have any exposure on that.
So, yeah.
It was computational physics. Completely hated the course.
How was it? Did you?
So, it is very disorganized. It could have been fun course if the professor gave the homework back early enough. But like the homeworks are built up homework.
Or you didn't give it back on time?
I was much faster than all the other people until I assignment 20. And at that point, I got stuck. And no one was there to answer my question. Even my professor didn't know how to do it. So, I got slightly pissed off, so I waited for other people to catch up. And therefore, my assignment started to be late. And the thing is that if the professor was able to give us proper feedback how to fix it, what's going on, wrong, right? It'd be fine. But you know, his comment is like, redo.
Do it again?
Yeah.
Oh.
About 5 weeks after I submitted my homework. When all the about 30 other homeworks were built on top of it.
That's messy.
Yeah, that was really a mess, and I got a C.
Oh no.
Yeah. I was A predicted in the midterm because I was rejected all the other people. I'm stepping. Yeah. That was a really bad, bad, bad course. I don't recommend anyone to take it.
Was it like, what, 300 level? Something like that?
Yeah, I think. No, it was 200 level. I don't think I ever took 300 level physics course. While I'm physics minor.
You are minoring?
Yeah.
Then? Oh.
I already got my minor. Yeah, I'm done. I was done like a year ago.
You don't have to take any 400 level?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Physics minor is really easy. Much easier than psych minor. But the people don't really survive some of the courses. So.
The physics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was stupid enough to start with 211. I mean, the physics 3, modern physics, in my freshman year first semester.
I thought that was kind of hard.
Yeah, it was really hard. And it is when I was not so adjusted into the college works at all.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't I really motivated? Well, motivation, yeah, but like, there is so much other things going on when I'm doing this.
Yeah. Especially your freshman year.
Yeah, I didn't know how to study at all. So, all I did in my freshman year was dating.
Dating, partying?
Dating, partying, yeah.
Drinking.
Yeah. So, I was a heavy drinker until I was sophomore year in Halloween. I completely blacked out on my Halloween.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I thought I was dying. Seriously. It is from then I stopped drinking heavily.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Very good for you.
But my tolerance is high. If you guys have noticed, the last time we went out. I was talking about it to them, and like how I stopped drinking that much from then, and Ed got really pissed off that I'm not drinking anymore.
Why is he pissed off?
He's an asshole.
Well, I don't know. Why is he pissed off? I really don't understand his mind.
I was like, you know, last Halloween, I thought I was dying, and I don't want it to happen again. I really could not breathe. I just couldn't stand up. I just fell over in front of his door. So I told him about it. He was like, yeah, but that happens to everyone and blah 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 blah. I was like, no. And if I don't like it, I'm not doing it anymore. And it is one of the reasons he broke up with me.
You don't drink anymore?
Yeah. Because he's like, I'm being reserved in some stuff, and drinking is one of them.
Okay.
I mean, he also thought I was reserved in some other aspects of life, which he finds it fun. Not that he is good at any of those. He just fucking drinking himself stupid and make horrible himself. Yeah. But there was me grumbling about my ex. You know, like when you're crying about your relationship, I was crying about my relationship.
Yeah.
Because I understand it is the most awkward moment ever.
So I was like telling her, why don't you break up with your boyfriend, you know? Because I saw them and I'm like,
He always yelled at me. He yelled at me in front of my parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, why are you going out with him? Like, I so didn't understand why he's acting like that to her, and it was...
Yeah, that, I don't know. Like,
when he was... If you were going out with me, I would just punch him, actually. Seriously.
Yeah.
I guess it's my temper, I don't know.
I don't know, I tend to be like... He's not a bad person, per se.
Yeah, I know.
I mean... I probably see much more than what other people see here because I always spend time with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but even to me, it was not really bearable at the end. Like, when we went out up to Italy, we fought almost every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spring break?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he was pissed off that I didn't want to try Epsom.
Epsom?
What's that?
Green fairy. It's a drug.
Oh, that
drink.
Drink?
Hallucinating drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're fighting for that for like whole trip because of that?
And he was again going back to the story of how I'm being reserved and stuff.
Not drinking heavily enough.
Yeah, and he was like fucking drunk all the time too. So I was like complaining how he's acting stupid and stuff. And he's like, fuck you, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, so just go back to that. Yeah. And some other stuff. Junior year, I mean, up to sophomore, freshman year, he was really, really nice person. And from sophomore year, he started to, like, come back at me or something, right? Like, started to become assholey. And then junior year, I started, until junior year, I just took care of it, just like, okay, whatever, keep being asshole, I don't care, I'll just keep going out with him. Junior year, I stopped doing that. So we fought a lot. Yeah. I fought back, so. And he broke up with me. So I guess it was some bad relationship.
I guess it's okay.
Yeah, I was talking with Brian, actually, about this when I was in junior year, beginning of the junior year, and he was like, well, break up. I was like, yeah, I know. And I went home for a year, and yeah.
What about David?
David is really sweet. Really, really sweet. He is much sweeter than how Ed was, like, in
freshman year?
Yeah. Like,
I guess he is. I mean, he, like, you know, he like, what was it, bought like flowers?
Yeah.
After he came back from spring break, and he was like, oh, I was gonna buy you some gift, and like searching for some store in Montreal, and like she didn't buy anything for him at Orlando. Yeah.
He was gonna buy me like injuries. Like he heard from his friend that there is the best lingerie store in Montreal, and like went there. and he also wanted to buy something else, but so the really sweet thing is that he was like for Valentine's Day, he was keeping asking me like what is my favorite flower.
Mm.
And I always answered like baby breath, and he, because you know you cannot just buy baby breath.
Yeah.
So he asked Belinda, and Belinda also like, yeah, she keeps saying baby breath.
So does it really help?
So and also the day it was like raining and stuff, so he couldn't buy flowers. Mm-hmm. excellent that he gave me chocolate and asked me for you, what is your favorite flower size? So I told him that it is black rose, right? And he tried to find a black rose, but when I came back, yeah, could not find it because it is not the right season or something. Like he was like trying to find in the internet to could not find the place that sells it. So he decided to buy me his favorite flower, which is Stargaze lilies. Mm-hmm. Also because he think I like black roses because of its color. So he bought me one of those purple lilies, which mm-hmm. is called color lilies or something. Mm-hmm. And then you know, lilies don't come with baby breath.
Uh-oh.
he was asking the person to put baby breath on. So there was Stargaze lilies and a couple of he got the last color lilies because it is really rare. Mm-hmm. So he got the last two that they were selling on it. And it was surrounded by the baby breath.
Oh,
it was so sweet.
That's cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he took me out to dinner. Mm-hmm. And he again paid.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. I think we took enough on that.